So how many rooms does the house have all together?
Six bedrooms and a big hall here and a bathroom there and a bathroom down there and a bathroom out there. In this room, two kitchens.
Yeah.
Maybe about 11 rooms, I reckon.
No, more than that. Maybe so. Yeah. There's a lot.
I got a sister-in-law stays here that live with us all the time, can do anything. She does everything. She don't care what it is. She can do it if somebody else can. She can make these curtains, fix them, buy the material, and fix them and everything. Well, it cost you $600 or $700, cost us a couple of hundred and you bought them. She'll do all the painting in the house. If the house wants to need painting, she wants to do it all. Don't nobody else can't do it to suit her.
Yeah. Now, you used to have a place where you burn wood, didn't you?
Yes, we had a fireplace and I had a stove burnt wood when I first come here. And then we used them quite a number of years and got rid of them and got the gas and, you know, butane gas. And then the natural gas people come through with a line right close to here. And we had a little trouble getting hooked on to it, but they had promised me when they come across my land I could hook on to it. They'd leave me, I'll put a hole in it for me.
Yes, sir.
But when they got there, they laughed at me. See, laughing's catching, you know that. You can laugh another day. So when they come back to cross it with a big line, I know what I was doing then. First time they crossed, they gave you $20 or $40. The next time they paid what you told them.
So you told them?
You're damn right I told them.
You got on the line?
Huh?
You got on the line?
I got a line, natural gas?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, I done had it in though before they come in the second line. I done had my gas in, but I was laying for that first trip to give me. I had to go down here and cross over to where they put another hole in it, cross through the road and go out over to my neighbor's house to get in hooked into the gas. I was supposed to go right down the road and hook into it on my side of the road, but then they wouldn't do it. They wouldn't give me a hole there. So I got all hooked up when they come back to put the other big line inside of it then.
Made them pay for it.
Yeah. I told him, I said, they helped me. I believe the old man kept on until he got up to, I bought 40 acres back here behind me. And they had done already two lines went across it. They put one in and they couldn't keep it under the ground and it just come up over the ground. So they had to move over and go again.
Uh-huh.
That's where I bought it. Then I bought it for them two lines. And then they wanted to put this other line in it. And I gave $475 for the 40 acres of land and the timber on it. And then they come on to go alongside of it again. So I figured I ought to make a little profit. So the old man come and getting the leases, that was his job. And so he'd come and talk to me and go out in the field and head me off and stop and talk. And I said, Mr. Joshua, keep on coming around me and fooling about it. You all going to build your damn gas line and shut up about it. I said, you just as well do that as the way you've done me up till now, so I'm not satisfied. And I said, nothing the hell you all can do can satisfy me. And so just get on and build your line and forget about me. So finally they sent the big shot out here and he said, Mr. what it cost you a piece of ground over there. I said, this twice what you offered me. He wrote me out a check and handed it to me, $485. So I'd be a $475 for the 40 acres of ground, made $10 and had the timber and everything off and left.